The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Many complex factors arise when evaluating and treating mental illness. What's a health provider's responsibility to warn authorities when a patient is potentially violent? How soon can a person be committed once they're considered dangerous? Who has the authority to make that call? These are some of the questions the group is addressing. The problems are systemic and complicated, says the Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services Commissioner James Stewart. He says they've evaluated the length of detention for psychiatric, drug, or alcohol problems.
Currently, there is no requirement that an individual remain in the hospital for 24 hours, and Virginia has one of the shortest temporary detention periods nationwide.
The group has also examined the effectiveness of increasing penalties for possessing firearms while ineligible for mental health reasons and look for solutions for those who lack treatment access or funding. They're also searching for more effective detection methods when a child exhibits behavioral problems. And all of this must translate to making changes in the most cost-effective manner possible. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.